And of course, it's time for the business news. Ko Taku Hua e Nāianei, ko Nona Peltier, who joins me in the studio. Nona, big, big week with corporate reporting season well underway. Is this a bit like duck shooting season? I don't know. So what is the latest?
Well, we've been through quite a few companies this week. Today, we heard an update from Fisher and Paykel Healthcare.
Yep.
They're one of the big stars of the COVID era because their share price boomed.
They make respiratory equipment,
they
don't
do,
they?
That's yeah. right. And massive demand for that. But times have changed, the demand has dropped, and so their outlook has gone with it. Today, they led the market down. They fell at 1.9%, but then finished up about 6% down. Next week, we're going to hear from about 30 companies, including Fisher & Paykel again with their annual meeting. It's a big, big week, but we're wrapping up pretty much at the end of that. August is the end of that season. And so we fell just over 1% today, 130 points down to 11,685. And that's the NZX top 50 I'm talking about.
Yep, of course.
The dollar is weaker at, 62.3 US Ooh. Cents. And that's because, of course, the big dollar is doing well. It's at a high.
Interesting, because yesterday you told us about all the people going on holiday, right?
Right.
I'm talking about the airport, and they'll be eyeing that up, and you've got more bad news, I take it, with the next two currencies.
90.2 Australian, which is about where we've been for a while. So the New Zealand and Australian dollar are working in tandem there.
Yep.
So if you're going to Australia, now it's okay, but if you're going to the United States, watch your dollar. And 52.3 British pence.
Thank you, Nona Peltier there with Business News.